This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk. The 92nd Oscars announced that The Maiden and Apollo 11 lead the Oscar documentary feature shortlist. Congratulations to film director Alex Holmes and Tracy Edwards. This film has now received 5 wins and 8 nominations from around the world. Here is an excerpt from our interview with film director Alex Holmes when he was in our studio with Tracy Edwards on SalesPort Talk at Sports Byline on June 25th, 2019.
Guest is Alex Holmes, director of Maiden. We talked about this movie, which has been an official selection at many prestigious film festivals. And Alex, before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a British filmmaker, producer and director, and I started out life as a documentary maker. Spent a long time making drama and worked, made a miniseries and things like that for HBO, but then found my way back to documentaries, which are my first love. And I'm very pleased to be here with this film, because this has been an absolute labor of love. It's a great story. It's an inspiring tale. And the character at the heart of it, Tracy Edwards, is a remarkable woman who the world needs to meet.
And from where in the UK do you hail?
Originally, I was born and brought up on the Welsh borders, a very remote part. Pretty landlocked, I have to say, for any sailors listening. Now I live and work in Southwest London.
Okay. Yes, I remember going to Chester. It said the gateway to Northern Wales. But you were like way in there.
I'm even remoter and sadder than that. So.
Very good.
Can you tell us a little bit about that journey that you had collecting material for this documentary?
Well, it started actually when Tracy came to speak at my daughter's elementary school. She was just 11 years old and about to move on to big school. It was an exciting evening. But that year, the school had mixed it up and got a guest speaker to come and say some words to the children. And I knew from the moment Tracy started speaking that she was a remarkable character. She has great energy and drive. And as she started to tell her story about how she'd had this dream about sailing around the world and that she was determined to pursue it, but that everybody had tried to stop her and tell her that they couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't do this, she had just never given up and never taken no for an answer. And I just could see a film unfolding in front of my eyes. I have to admit that my first instinct was that this would have to be a dramatic film, because all this stuff happened, you know, at sea, a long way from land, in the salt water and the damp, and this was in the era before iPhones, when it was difficult to capture that sort of stuff. So I had imagined it would be with actors, we'd write a script and it would be exciting. And then it was only later that Tracy told me they'd actually had cameras on board the whole way around. And that was a great moment for me, because my first love is documentary, and so the opportunity to tell this story in that form was a gift, really.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're now joined, as we always are at this time, by Karen Lyle, who is joining us from her boat to take a look back at a lot of the stuff that we did. As you said, you just heard from Alex Holmes there, the director. And so first of all, where are you? Are you on the bay, Karen?
Well, you know, I take the boat and you take the train. Isn't that the way it goes, Rick?
Oh, you're commuting. I thought you were on your boat.
I am on my boat, but sometimes I take my boat.
Oh, okay.
So I just didn't quite make it in today, so I'm calling you. I'm calling in.
Oh, so you took the boat to dock it in San Francisco?
Well, I usually when I take my boat, I go from Berkeley Marina to Pier 1.5. And that's actually the same way that I go when I come on the ferry. The ferry isn't always running during the holidays. So, you know, we did the boat. But I decided that I would just call you. I thought it would be a good thing today.
Is it a satellite phone, or you're able to get a cell phone out, signal out there?
Just plain old T-Mobile. It's not bad.
So in the middle of the bay, or where are you exactly?
I am over on the Berkeley side, so you can't see me.
Oh, you're not. Why was I told you were on a boat?
I am on a boat. I'm on the Berkeley side.
Oh, you're on a boat that's sailing.
That's where. Yes, that's exactly where I am.
Well, that's misleading. All right, enough about where you are. I apologize. Let's talk about some of the people we talked about. Maiden, and which could get an Academy Award, which is great. But we also had Tom Slingsby in, who is a kind of a legend there in Australia now.
Yes, when he started, he came here in, just before the San Francisco Sail GP, and we interviewed him. He was the third person to sign our wall. Well, how many signatures do we have on the wall in Sports Byline now? I don't know. I've lost track.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he was the third sailor to sign. And so now he won the $1 million prize at the end of the Sail GP Season 1. And the next season has been announced. It's going to be February 27th and 28th in Sydney, and all the teams are in Sydney right now getting ready for that. And then they'll be back here in San Francisco in May, and then New York in June, and Cowes in August, and we have even different teams competing now.
You know, it's cool. I'm looking at all the stuff that, you know, on this list of things we've done. My four highlights, I have four highlights, and none of them made this list. Can I tell you what my four highlights are?
I want to hear your four highlights.
All right. Number one, well, I'll just go in inverse order. But the first one I'll mention is that we became a post office for 5 minutes.
Wasn't that great?
Yes. Tell everyone what happened, please.
Well, 22 years ago, I started a postal cancellation series with the United States Postal Service called the Building Bridges Special Postal Cancellation. And when we did the tall ship battle out in front of Pier 39, and there were thousands of people out there on the end of the pier, we decided to do the postal cancellation actually in our studio at Sports Byline because it had never been done before. I don't think the United States Postal Service had ever done that before, and you guys had never done it before, for sure.
No, we've been in an emergency room, but we've never been a post office.
That's right. That's right. And so actually, mail was sent from the Sports Byline location at 300 Broadway on that day by Postmaster Cooper.
Very cool. Now, I'm going up the list now. We had a real live U.S. Admiral from the Navy, retired, but a guy who was very much involved in NATO when the Iron Curtain was up. That, to me, was real cool to talk about the Navy with him.
Oh, definitely. In fact, I got a handwritten letter from him thanking us for that. It was in calligraphy.
What was his name again?
Rear Admiral John Bitoff, and he lives
Bitoff,
here in the Bay Area. He lives here in the Bay Area, and great man. Really enjoyed having him come into the show.
All right, my second highest highlight was we had the guy that a lot of the national press was talking about, who went around the world by himself, a local guy,
Randall Reeves.
There
That's
he
right.
is. Yes,
that was the figure eight circumnavigation. And right after him was followed by the oldest person who happened to be a woman on her fourth circumnavigation. And that was really quite amazing as well.
My favorite, and we'll get to some other highlights too, but my favorite and one of the most remarkable stories is the blind sailor who we had come in. I mean, that to me, you think about how brave. I mean, I look at people who get on BART by themselves with just the tapping cane and they're completely blind, and I just have nothing but respect for them going about their day like that. And yet to get on a sailboat, there's no cane to feel your way around. I mean, I just don't know how somebody can do that.
Well, Walt Ranieri is really a remarkable individual. And, you know, I keep forgetting that he's blind when I'm with him because he's such he's so competent and personable. I saw him most recently over at the YRA Miss Trophy award ceremony at the Berkeley Yacht Club, and he was sitting there with his crew because he'd won another award for a mixed crew where he was blind person, but there were other people who were sighted. They were all mixed, you know, together, an inclusive sailing event. And they had the awards up in visual format, but they didn't say them out loud. So he didn't know that he had been recognized. And I went over and talked to him. I said, Walt, I said, you know, the sighted people have done it again. I did see your name up there. That's how I knew you were here. But anyway, he was very good natured about it. And he certainly is a marvelous sailor and a world champion, too.
Rick Tittle with Karen Lyle, Sailsport.com. We're just taking a little look back here on New Year's Eve. Three women, Camille Daniels with the Long Beach Yacht Club, Marie Rogers with the L.A. Yacht Club, and then Jennifer Woods, who you spoke to in London at the Royal Thames Yacht Club, all women commodores. And that is a huge thing, being that they run their clubs.
Well, and if we look at Jennifer Woods as an example, she was actually a rear commodore because in the Royal Club, the royalty, so it was Prince Charles is the admiral, and then I think it's the Duke of Cumberland who is the commodore. So there's only a rear commodore for those of us who are not royals. And she was the first woman since 1745. And when I had the opportunity to interview her in the yacht club there in London when I was in my stay, I was very pleased to get an email from Michael Jovino Young, who's a member of the Berkeley Yacht Club and also a member of the Royal Thames Yacht Club, with the newsletter, because the Royal Thames Yacht Club had us in the news. So they said, oh, Jennifer got interviewed by Salesport Talk, and they were talking about that. So we were the buzz in their yacht club. That was kind of fun.
Very cool. Now, speaking of Royal Yacht Clubs, how about the Maltese, the Royal Malta Yacht Club? That was cool.
I had such a great time there. They were such wonderful hosts. That was for the Royal Malta Yacht Club Rolex Middle Sea Race and Elusive 2, which was the hometown boat. Their family had competed in that race, I don't know, 40 years, something like that. It was, I don't remember the exact number, but it was a lot of years. And their dad had died 4 years previous, and the kids took the tradition on, and they won the trophy. And the award ceremony was really amazing. Rolex put on a great big shindig. It was about 1,000 people, and the president of Malta was there, and the ambassadors from Italy, and in the reception. It was in Knights of the Templar Hospital in Valletta.
Wow.
And it was quite the ceremony, and sailing is really big in Europe. It's quite the thing.
We also spoke with Captain Kurt Botker from BAP Union, and I know to celebrate Peru's bicentennial, they're going to start this summer a circumnavigation that's going to take people all the way around the world and come back in June the next summer after that, 2021, right?
Well, you know, I keep in touch with Captain Botker through WhatsApp. So when he's in reception range, he will chat. And so I went down and visited him with my daughter. We actually stayed on Commodore Marie Rogers' boat down in Los Angeles when they were there after they left Los Angeles. They were down on their way to, their next destination. And we presented a plaque from Salesport Talk to Captain Botcher. And he also presented a picture. And if you see that in your producer Darren's office of the BAP Union, that was a presentation that he gave to Salesport Talk. So now Salesport Talk's plaque is traveling all over the world with the ship in an ambassadorial function, along with all the other plaques from places that the BAP Union has visited. So it's fun to be in a role of friendship with different countries, and the tall ships are really the ambassadors for their countries.
I remember we had some aspiring high school sailors in. We had people who participated in Sail GP. We had America's Cup rowers, and we also had the guy whose father invented the fiberglass boat. What was his name?
Mark Peterson. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was part of the National Sailing Hall of Fame. They had 10 inductees, if I'm remembering correctly, and three of them were living, and Mark's father had passed away, but he stood in to receive the award and was kind enough to come and talk to us, and he's still in the marine business, I guess, creating pilings as well as being part of that legacy of the Pearson Manufacturing.
I remember when we started, you said, what three guests would you like? And I said, Captain Bligh, Magellan, and Blackbeard. And then we found out they were all no longer with us. So you came up with a pretty cool list. When you look back on it, I mean, week by week, it kind of feels like, oh, that was a good show. But when you look back on it, that's a pretty solid list of guests there you got, Karen. Good job.
40 weeks. and still going strong. We have some great shows to come up in 2020. We're going to be seeing the SailGP races again. We'll be talking to people from the America's Cup teams that are preparing for their new voyages. I mean, their training and racing that they're doing, and getting ready for that match in 2021. And also Olympic, we can't forget our U.S. Sailing Olympic team that we had here, Malcolm Page, who now is back in Australia, and we have the new captain of the new chief of sailing to be nominated. It hasn't been brought in yet for U.S. Sailing, and the team is still going strong and training and trying to get that goal, preparing for that.
Well, Karen, listen, Happy New Year. Congratulations on all the guests, and look forward to seeing you next week.
We'll see you next week in studio. That'll be good to see you, Rick.
Karen Lyle. Yes.
You're going to come on boat next time, right?
Well, not if it's dry docked like right now. All right.
Not dry docked.
They're getting the barnacles off the boat. Thanks, Karen. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.